The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
You might not be able to hear, but that pigeon's on my roof. It's on my television aerial. All right, shut up now. I'm going to go into the... Oh, can you hear that? Let me go to the chimney, see if you can hear it. Little devil. I've got my head in the fireplace. Oh, he's not doing it. Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm trying to make him do it back. No, he's not doing it. Little devil.
Would you hate me if I shot the noisy pigeons on my roof?
Call Jonathan Vernon Smith now.
08459 455 555.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
I mean, let me just say and make it quite clear, I would eat it. Carol, good morning to you.
Hello.
Hello, Carol.
I'm surprised that you're thinking of shooting something that has the right to live.
Not on my roof, it doesn't.
Why doesn't it?
Because it's my roof.
Well, I'm afraid to have to tell you, the pigeon was there before you.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No.
What are you talking about?
That pigeon was not there when I moved in. It's come since then. I was there first.
You've got a pigeon, have you?
No, there's a whole load of them.
So what's wrong with pigeons?
But, Carol, well, they're annoying. Haven't you heard that noise?
Well, look, I feed pigeons at 6 o'clock every morning. I also adore them.
But yeah, those pigeons are annoying, and I think it's part of country life to eat a bit of countryside every now and then.
I find you very annoying this morning, but I don't want to shoot you.
Carol, stay where you are. Lisa's in Upper Caldecott.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
I can tell by the name. Lisa's not country.
Yes, I am.
Carol.
Country through and through. Country through and through. I love shooting pigeons and eating them. Absolutely fantastic meat.
Oh, right.
Curried on the barbecue. Gorgeous. They're flying rats.
I would rather shoot you than the pigeon.
Well, that's fair enough, but I don't taste very good, unfortunately.
Probably not.
Tracy's in Aylesbury. Good morning, Tracy.
No, Jonathan, I'm so disappointed in you.
Oh, no.
I hope you feel really ashamed.
Well, I'm planning on eating them, Tracy, if I do kill them.
I hope you feel really ashamed.
Why?
Jonathan.
Why?
Because you have always said to me that you are an animal lover.
Oh, yeah, I love my cat. I wouldn't eat him.
And now it appears you are a fair-weather animal lover. You cannot kill a pigeon because it's just making its little noise, living its little life, and the fact that you don't like it.
But they poo.
So do you.
Well, not on my roof. I wear my barber and I get my gun out and blow those pigeons to smithereens.
Well, I'm just going to listen to this programme and wait to see if you do it, because if you do, we will not be speaking again.
Oh, and that's the dilemma I face, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I wanted us to have this full and frank conversation today. You know, if I'm going to lose all my listeners by doing this, is it worth it? Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. What would you like to say?
Well, I've just moved from Lincolnshire back to the Wellingborough area. At my previous address, the garden was full of pigeons. They nested together, they roosted together, they crapped and they pooed together, and they fell out of the tree together. And now I've moved to the Wellingborough area. The bloody things have followed me. And my garden is full of pigeons still, and I'm semi-rural.
Oh, I love the idea that the pigeons have followed you from Lincolnshire.
I'm sure they have.
A homing pigeon.
Oh, Jonathan, so many people have been so horrid to you this morning. You really, really do need a great big cuddle. I don't know who can give it to you. But on the other side of it, I've had, I'm out, you know the area of Winslow, you know it's not urban.
No.
And I love feeding the birds, but on a serious note, I've had to stop doing it because every time I went out, these blasted pigeons came in and nigh on attacked me. They're absolutely awful.
They attacked you?
They almost, I had them actually on one occasion flying in my hair because they were so keen to get at the seed. And until they had to stop feeding them. But on the other
you had, hang on a minute.
No, they didn't poo, fortunately.
You had a pigeon fly into your hair.
Yes. Yes, you shouldn't have.
What did it do in your hair?
Yes, when I was putting the food down, these blooming things came in and decided, well, she's fair game, we'll have them have the seed.
So when you had the pigeon in your hair, how did you get it out?
No, it didn't stop in it.
That's a passing journey.
The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.